This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We are 2 weeks to the day from Eclipse Day in Carbondale. Preparations are still being made, and a lot of people are really starting to ask, what should they expect? Where can they go? And we thought we would talk with the city of Carbondale as what they're working on and what people can expect. Amy Fox is the public relations officer for the city. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's a busy time. A lot of people, particularly outside the region, are really starting to take notice of the fact that this eclipse is coming up on August 21st. And I know you've been talking for months, we've been talking for months about the fact that this is happening, but it's really starting to get more attention.
Yes, it's getting more attention and it's certainly becoming more real. I know when August 1st happened, our phones started ringing off the hook, multiple calls each and every day, people wanting to know if we had any availability for hotels and camping, and then just a multitude of questions from here on out. And we know it's only going to pick up from here, but we're doing everything we can to make sure we're as prepared as possible.
For people who are outside the path of totality, if you're listening to this, there are no hotel rooms available, and there are very few campsites available in the region.
That's right. The closest hotel room availability is going to be in Effingham, and that's almost 2 hours away from Carbondale. I know Cape Girardeau is all booked up. Paducah, as of last check, had a couple of openings, and now we're looking at primitive campsites. We're also encouraging people to check out temporary rentals, so that's going to be like your Airbnbs, because those are pretty much the only things that are currently available. But we do know a lot of people are going to be coming in just on August 21st, just for the day.
Sure. So for those people who are just coming in that day, or for local people who don't need to find a place to stay, what should they be prepared for and what can they expect on August 21st?
Well, you can't prepare enough. This is going to be a very crazy week. Lots of traffic throughout southern Illinois and in Carbondale. On Wednesday, August 16th, we have the beginning of SIU move-in that's been pushed up a couple of days to accommodate for the additional influx of people for the solar eclipse. And as we get closer to August 21st, a lot of the hotels had 2- and 3-night minimum stays. So we know as the weekend approaches, things are going to get busier. Expect heavier traffic on those roadways. So if you do have to get to work during that weekend, allow extra time. We think it's going to pick up Sunday into Monday. I know a lot of media outlets, a lot of tour buses will be coming down just for the day. So we're encouraging people to leave several hours early. We're also encouraging people to stock up on groceries. If you've ever been to Walmart during move-in weekend, you know how busy it is and how picked over things can get. So encouraging people to shop 1 to 2 weeks early. So starting this week, stock up on those essentials like cases of water, bread, milk, etc. Also encouraging people to fill up. Most of the people coming in will be driving, so gas stations will be hit up hard. We're encouraging people to stop at ATM machines. Many of the vendors will be taking credit card, debit card, but just having cash on hand, because we will notice a lot of heavy influx with the connection as far as cell phones, which a lot of the credit card machines will be ran on cable and cell phones. So make sure you have a few extra dollars in your pocket. And just make sure you have a roadmap or a plan in place before you arrive. Don't just think, oh, when I get to Carbondale, I'll figure it all out. Obviously, things will change. Your plans may change a bit, but make sure you have maybe a backup plan as well. You can't be too prepared.
As we talk about, make sure you have plenty of time, be patient, we'll get you where you need to go. There are parking areas available if people want to just park their car, and then there are shuttles that'll take them into town?
Yes, that's correct. You know, we're going to have anywhere from 50,000 on upwards of 100,000. So that's a lot of people, that's a lot more traffic on the roads than there currently is now. And so we've created 3 different remote parking lots. Those are at Oakland Cemetery, University Mall, and then also Carbondale Community High School, since there will be no school on Monday, August 21st. We will be providing transportation from those remote lots to the Civic Center, and then we'll have a secondary shuttle route running from the Civic Center to SIU. So we're encouraging everyone, both visitors and residents, to utilize those shuttles. They'll be operating starting that Saturday through Monday, and we'll be providing nonstop transportation from those locations to the Civic Center and SIU. There is a charge of just $5. That's if you're paying cash, and then $7 if you're using a credit card. But that's unlimited rides for your entire vehicle that day. So if you have five people in your vehicle, it's only $5 or $7 for that whole vehicle.
Excellent. We have just a little less than a minute remaining. I know a lot of people are looking for those glasses. Is there a website or someplace that you can direct them where they can find those eclipse glasses?
If people have questions about anything related to the eclipse, they can visit our website, carbondaleeclipse.com. And eclipse glasses are being sold and also handed out for free at a variety of locations throughout town. Quattro's, Fat Patty's, Primo's Pizza, Trace Ombre's, Myrdale True Value, and the list goes on for there. If people do have questions, they can feel free to give us a call at City Hall, as well as visit our website, carbondaleeclipse.com. We also have an eclipse hotline, which will be open August 19th through the 21st. The number is 618-967-5220.
All right. Amy Fox is the public relations officer for the city of Carbondale. The eclipse is August 21st. That's 2 weeks away. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you.